علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the first and second sermons in Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the grounds in which or as a result of which the prophethood, the phenomenon of prophethood occurred in the societies, and how prophets came and why they came to the communities. And in the previous session, we discussed about the fact that the most important needs that a community has are those spiritual and the intellectual needs. Those needs that kind of remove a community from the confusion that they are facing. The actual, you can say, thought processes that remove them from a state of confusion. And we give examples that any movement that takes up the role and takes up the duty to remove confusion from the societies and to introduce the true nature of spirituality to the communities will be doing something divine and prophetic. And on that same course, we say that the movement of the Islamic Revolution of Iran is actually a continuation of a prophetic movement. And our claim is quite correct based on the fact that the very important elements of a prophetic and divine movement are manifested in this particular revolution of Iran, whereby the primary goal, the primary slogan of the movement that was started by Imam Khomeini, Rahmatullahi alayhi, was the issue of alleviating the spiritual poverty and the intellectual captivity that was faced by the people of that time, and of the Iranian people at that time. And we actually see the fruits of that movement today, and therefore we can safely claim that as long as those ideals are upheld by the people of Iran, and inshallah they will be upheld, this revolution will continue and will outgrow every other movement that exists in the world.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Well, Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about the discussion of prophethood, and we gave the example of the movement of Iran and how it is a prophetic movement. It's a divine movement based on divine principles that have been revealed to the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Coming back to the sermons that we were discussing of Nahjul Balagha, we said that the major problem that existed, that depravity that was facing the communities at that time, was that issue of intellectual and spiritual thirst, hunger, depravity, poverty, or whatever you call. And this was something that was the reason why the messengers came. They came to save the communities from all of these maladies that the communities were facing at that time. And if you look at the beauty with which Imam Ali alayhi salam describes that situation, a very dark, a very stark, starkly dark and melancholic environment that overwhelmed the society at that time was, if you just read through history and read about that particular, juncture in history, it will cause you to kind of have very unfortunate and dark feelings in your heart just by reading about it. But you see how beautifully Imam Ali alayhi salam uses the best form of words and the best forms of sentences to describe that situation, that it gives you that feeling of, you know, of kind of having that valor and that energy to change that situation, and to kind of, he brings forth those words to then introduce the issue of prophethood. So it is a very beautiful statement, and you know, for us to come and explain that in words, it's kind of difficult, because then we will have to be, it will create a very, you can say, hopeless and dark atmosphere. But yes, the reality was that, the reality of the communities at that time. So we need to face those realities and try to, inshallah, use the terms that Imam Ali alayhi salam mentions to kind of understand the solutions for those problems.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam talks about the main problem at that time was what we called fitan. وَالنَّاسُ فِي fitan. They were in a state of fitna. And we have mentioned the idea of fitna, but I would like to explain more. The major fitna, the actual, you can say, test or the actual problem that the people were facing at that time, which we called fitna, is a state of confusion, is a state of being enchanted or enticed, or you can say maybe a state of infatuation to negative things. But mostly it's a mixture of confusion, allurement, enchantment, and infatuation, whereby a person is now not able to think properly. And in that state of confusion, now a person can't see the way. This was the actual problem that the people were facing. Now, if a community, if a leader or if a reformer comes and changes the political system or creates some social or humanitarian, you can say, reform in a society, but does not solve the original problem of confusion and that state of being enchanted and being unable to think in a proper manner, then know that this community will continue in its downward trend of destruction. So, what we want to claim is a very important sociological, sociopolitical claim, and that is that, brothers and sisters, the answer to the problems is to solve those actual issues that, inshallah, we shall explain more in the coming sessions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه